This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
The International AIDS Candlelight Memorial reminds us of the tremendous impact that HIV and the AIDS movement have had on our lives, emphasising the need for people living with and affected by HIV to join hands and reflect on the past and the precious lives that have been lost. The 35th International AIDS Candlelight Memorials are taking place this Sunday, May 20th, around Australia and the world. And Dina Curie spoke to Max Nigel, Living Positive Victoria's Speakers Bureau Coordinator, about the importance of looking to the future but still remembering the past at this year's Candlelight Memorial.
HIV and AIDS has had an enormous impact globally, and you know, the millions of lives that were lost. What we have to remember is that HIV is still here, and whilst it may be a manageable disease here in Australia, for in the rest of the world, that is not the case in many countries. So the Candlelight Memorial actually reminds us about the ongoing impact of HIV and how that we really need to join hands in solidarity with the rest of the world to share our stories from the past and the current stories of speakers who are living with HIV in particular, so that as a community we come together to acknowledge the global impact of HIV.
I think one of the really important things that you just said there is hearing from people who are living with HIV, and one of the sub-themes for speakers at the memorial that's going to be happening here in Victoria is a united and engaged community. I think when it comes to HIV, a lot of people who aren't HIV positive sometimes forget that there is a HIV positive community. It's not just people in isolation, even though many people can feel that way.
Yes, well, I've been a part of the HIV community since I was diagnosed in 1987, so it's a long, long time. And back then, there was very little hope. But nowadays, for our community, anybody who is diagnosed can look forward to quite a long, healthy life, almost comparable to anybody else. So the community I'm part of, and I'm really fortunate in working for Living Positive Victoria, and that's been a very empowering thing for me to be more open about my status. But when it comes to so many others, there is so much fear that pervades people thinking about disclosing their status. And that means that people carry this massive burden and always fearful about being found out. So as a community, we have people who are open about their status. We have people who are still very much keeping it very private. So working in a community like this, we have to acknowledge that it's everyone's right to disclose or to not disclose. And when you are more open about your status, I suppose it's our sense of community and belonging becomes more powerful. And this is where the work with the Speakers Bureau that I do is such an affirmation of people who are able to be open about their status. So we hope that by others being open about their status, we encourage others that may be considering this to actually think that on International Candlelight Memorial that they might feel more confident about disclosing. And having an event like the memorial with public passing by, they will hear stories of people living with HIV. They will feel that we are still here and that our voices still need to be heard, because my sense is the majority of Australians, HIV just doesn't register on their radar. This is a public event. So the reason it is public is we want people who are not HIV positive to also come along and show support for us, for people who are living with HIV, because HIV is everyone's responsibility, and it is our allies that do support us, that do allow us to live well with HIV, who are crucially important in that process. And for a person who is HIV negative, we must remember the early years where if it wasn't for our allies, our supporters, who nursed us, who cared for us. And that continues to this day. So I would ask anybody who is HIV negative to think they are actually doing themselves a great service to come along and to pay homage to the people who have died, but also pay homage to the people who are living with HIV and give us greater support. We are talking about activism this year. Each year I look at the theme of the memorial, reflecting on our past and preparing for our future is this year's theme. But then what is it that I want in the way of speakers, and how we can acknowledge our past, but not only that, the future. So two of our speakers, Bill O'Loughlin and Fiona Patton, have been well known for their activism going right back to the very early days. If it wasn't for people like Bill and Fiona, we wouldn't have that knowledge, that extraordinary knowledge that exists, that is being transferred to a newer generation of activists. I note too that the upcoming AIDS conference in Amsterdam has got a strong focus on youth-led activism. So for people to come along to the memorial, this is about hearing people who were activists in the past, who are still activists, who are still contributing to society, and who are mentoring younger people to become that new group of activists until such time as HIV is defeated.
That was Max Nigel from Living Positive Victoria. You can find details about AIDS Candlelight Memorials in your state this Sunday at candlelightmemorial.org.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.